Watch, Governor Ron DeSantis knocks the Brandon administration, crowd erupts in chants of Let's Go, Brandon. By Hannah Blow on November 3, 2021. A crowd erupted in chants of the ever-viral Let's Go, Brandon. During Governor Ron DeSantis's, R, press conference Wednesday. After the governor blasted the progressive left and the Biden or Brandon administration pursuing a woke agenda. You look at the things going on. You see big tech. You see corporate media. They weren't very happy with Virginia last night, DeSantis said during a press conference in West Palm Beach, where he announced steps the Florida legislature will take in the next session to beef up election integrity in the state. You look at what's going on with some of the big corporations with their woke agenda. When you look at the Biden or Brandon administration, he continued as the crowd erupted into the viral chant Let's Go, Brandon. DeSantis briefly told the crowd about the origin of the viral chant, which has in many ways become a staple of the right's resistance to Biden's progressive agenda. It was at a NASCAR race and they're doing an interview with the driver. I guess his name is Brandon. And the crowd starts chanting very colorful language about Joe Biden. And it was obvious what they were doing, and you know. It is what it is, DeSantis explained, noting the left said way worse about Trump for 4 years. We know that, but so they're chanting this, and you have a reporter from NBC who knows that's what they're saying. And she's trying to cover for Biden, so she says, yeah, they're chanting Let's Go, Brandon, he explained. That was a lie, so this chant, I think, has taken on a life of its own because it exposes the dishonesty of corporate reporters, the governor said. But bottom line, we've got a lot of things we're facing. We've now seen after Virginia, people are willing to fight back, he said to Cheers, adding that he, too, is willing to fight back. What we need now more than ever with all the stuff that's going on is we need people to stand for the right things, but they need to stand up and they need to display courage and backbone and not back down in the face of all the things we have to deal with, the governor said, quoting Winston Churchill and adding, we don't have the time for boneless wonders right now.